Hey, it's Martin here. Welcome to Orbit again. It's the daily devotional thought from the youth team at St. Mary's Reigate. Hopefully you've been enjoying this little experiment over the last few days. Please get in touch and let us know what you think of it. We're creating a new one of these Orbit devotionals every weekday for the next few weeks. And our hope is that it will help you to establish just a small daily rhythm of time with God each day. And don't worry, it's not going to be my voice alone forever. Well, today's Bible reading comes from Acts chapter 9. At verses 17 to 19. And a bit of context for today's passage. As we saw yesterday, Saul is still blind from the light on the Damascus road, and he's gone to a house in the city to recover. And then God then speaks to a member of the early church called Ananias. I'll be surprised if I get that right every time for the next 5 minutes, and tells him to go and see Saul. But Ananias is confused because he knows Saul as the church's fiercest enemy. But God insists. So here's the reading. Then Ananias went to the house and entered it. Placing his hands on Saul, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord, Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes and he could see again. He got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. Well, you can understand why Ananias was reluctant to go and see Saul. For a start, he'd probably been responsible for imprisoning and even killing some of Ananias's friends. But he would also be a bit suspicious that really this man who'd been destroying the church might still want his blood too. Still, Ananias does what God asks. It's interesting, isn't it, that God doesn't just restore Saul's sight himself, which of course he could easily do. Instead, he sends a member of the church to do it, and I think he does that for two reasons. First, because it brings Saul into the church from the outside. He was probably hated by the early church for what he had done, but because Ananias delivers his healing, it becomes a kind of act of welcoming him in. And second, because God always uses his people to be his hands and feet. When he has a job to do in the world, someone to heal or someone to rescue or an injustice to stop, God almost always sends one of his people to do it rather than just doing it himself. The incredible thing about being part of God's mission in the world is that even though he has all the power in the universe, he chooses to use us to deliver it. He brings healing and justice and lots of other things through human hands. He uses us to lead one another towards him. And his absolute perfection and unthinkable power, he chooses to use flawed, weak human beings like me and you to bring his kingdom on earth. Isn't that amazing? And here, this act has a profound impact on Saul. These weird scale things fall off of his eyeballs. It's weird, isn't it? And he can see again. And he chooses to be baptized into the Christian faith and he regains his strength. And through Ananias, he knows he's now part of a family, a huge, history-spanning, soon-to-be global family of people who get to do God's business on earth. And today, we get to join that same family and join in with that same mission. God has stuff for his church to do, and we're all invited to join in. If you want to be, you are part of his family, just like Ananias, just like Saul, no matter who you are or what you've done. You belong. You might want to join me in praying this short prayer. Lord, thank you for the gift of your church, of being part of a family. Help me to know and find my place in it. Show me how to care for my brothers and sisters in Christ, and lead me in the adventure of following you together with them. Amen. Well, as always, there's now just a brief chance for you to pray, or listen to God, or bring something to mind that's important to you right now, or simply be still for a few moments. Well, each day we'll provide you with a simple challenge, something to do which helps you to put this little thought into action. And here's today's. Today, we're going to pray for other people in our church. So I'd love you to take a piece of paper or open a note on your phone or whatever and ask God for the names of three people in the church. Write them down. You don't need to know their situations. You're just going to pray God's blessing on them today. So try to remember to pray just a few times through the day, really short, simple prayers. God knows what they need, but incredibly, he uses our prayers just like he used Ananias. Well, that's it for today. If you want to get in touch, you can always email martin.saunders@stmaryreigate.org about this or anything else, or message us on Instagram. We're at stmarys_satellites. Let us know what you think of this daily reflection, please. We'd love your feedback. We'll be back with another edition of Orbit tomorrow. Thanks for taking part today.